And I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Deborah Dennison. She's the artistic director of the new Arden Shakespeare Festival. And Paul Jeffrey and Gina Michaela are actors. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Great to have you all. Now, this weekend, is it Sunday or Saturday?
Sunday the 29th.
Sunday, thank you. I have it right in front of me. This Sunday the 29th is a big event. It's the kind of kickoff to what you're going to be doing. The Arden Shakespeare Festival, you have been up until now the Arden Players.
Yes. So we are evolving into what we plan to be, a major international Shakespeare festival. It may take us a couple of years to get there, but this is the beginning, and I think it's exciting. Last summer, I took a company of players from Santa Fe, from all of New Mexico, really, of which my two friends here were important parts, to New York and to the Edinburgh Festival with a new play that we'd written. And the company began to form. This is an idea I've had for a while. And the play sold out in New York and was very well received and reviewed both in New York and in Edinburgh. And I thought, you know, we play on the world stage. We can make the world stage. And so we'll bring the world stage back to Santa Fe. In fact, New Mexico, because eventually we plan to tour. We put in place, as soon as we hit the ground, plans for a launch this coming spring and summer of what we plan to be a world-class festival of classical plays built around a repertoire of Shakespeare.
So not just Shakespeare?
No, we will do other plays as well. Most Shakespeare festivals do. We'll start out with the greatest living Well, we think he's living.
we treat him Shakespeare, as the greatest living playwright.
Greatest living playwright, yeah. Well, in fact, that's the way we treat him. We treat him like a living playwright, not on a pedestal. We treat him as a brilliant contemporary playwright. Not that we do the productions with motorcycles and leather jackets, but...
although that has been,
it has been done,
yes. Beautifully.
It has been done. More than once. But the approach is that the material is so relevant and so fresh and so amazing for actors to tackle that we approach it as though he wrote the plays yesterday. And they are that relevant, I think.
So this Sunday at Warehouse 21, you are doing two different things. One is called, it's at 2 o'clock, called The Building of the Globe with Louis Fantasia.
Yes.
So we're sorry we couldn't get on the air, but he's flying in at the last minute. And after that, A Taste of Shrew. First, let's talk about Louis Fantasia and The Building of the Globe.
Well, we are incredibly lucky to have as a major advisor, future teacher and director for the festival, one of the major figures in the world Shakespeare scene, in fact, in the world theater scene. Louis has directed more than 100 plays and operas around the world. He was the first American to direct at the Globe in London.
Is that his real name?
Yes, it is. Yes, he was. I think he was born in Boston, actually. He's also a classical musician, quite an accomplished one. And he ran for a number of years the Globe Center's Teaching Shakespeare Through Performance Institute. He's also taught at Juilliard and NYU and California Institute for the Arts. He very kindly has agreed to be one of our chief advisors. So he's flying out on Friday and will be giving a talk on the extraordinary story of the reconstruction of Shakespeare's Globe Theatre in London, of which he was a significant part. I'm told, I have not heard the lecture, although I know quite a lot about the building of the Globe, I'm told it's very entertaining.
Very, very interesting. And then after that is A Taste of Shrew, and I take it that you two, Jeannie and Paul, are acting in that.
What's we are.
It's not just the taming of the shrew. What is it?
It's
Well, for the purposes of this and also for an educational component, which maybe Deborah can also speak about, she has cut down the taming of the shrew so that it will run at just under an hour, which... makes it possible to then take it into local schools as part of an outreach component for the festival, which I personally am very excited about.
So it's the play just abridged.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Exactly.
And so let's talk about that actual play and what your roles are.
Well, I play Petruchio. Jeannie plays Kate. And Deborah's very cleverly, I think, extracted some of the fizziest and most fun bits of the play and put them together so it still makes sense. It still, and it just makes it, there's a lot of energy. It's, I think, a lot of fun. I think people will, we had this experience, Deborah produced a production of King Lear a couple of years ago, and people came to it and who had never seen Shakespeare ever before and came out and said, that was fantastic, I understood it. So I think
I understood it is the trick.
Yeah. And I think this is very much along the same lines, and the component that Jeannie was talking about, the just under an hour, so it will fit into a class, an English
right,
class or something.
Right, a period in
yeah,
school.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a lot of fun, and I think, well, it's certainly fun doing it.
And I must say, I have just been laughing at every rehearsal. Deborah is such an insightful director, and the cast is really terrific. They're just
yes,
hilarious.
They are. I'm blessed to have an amazing cast, headed by Jeannie, who's been on Broadway a number of times, and Paul, who's been in the London West End and had a substantial career both in theater and in film, and Jeannie's done major films. And we have a quality of cast which is simply fabulous. And that's part of the idea, is that what we want to bring to the schools is the very best of the best, so that children exposed to Shakespeare in performance, perhaps for the first time, see something quite wonderful.
Right, and aren't intimidated by mm-hmm. it.
Yeah. And the trick of that is that all the actors know exactly what they're saying. They completely understand the text. And if the actors understand it, so does the audience.
I think that every single person in the United States should be required to take an 8-week course in Elizabethan English. And that way, none of this stuff would be intimidating at all, ever. All you do is you just learn vocabulary lists, and then everything that they... But what's it like to play the shrew, and what is it like to tame her?
If he does.
I was going to say, does he tame
yeah,
me,
right.
though? I definitely end up very sleep-deprived and very, very hungry. but one of the things I love about our approach to this play is that it's not told as a case of this strong, independent woman who very harshly becomes tamed and demeaned into this weak, servile person at the end. That's not at all the story I think that Shakespeare intended, and it's certainly not the one that we're telling.
Has it been interpreted that way?
It has, unfortunately,
yeah,
sometimes.
No, in the past, and I think the way we're approaching it now, which is fascinating to me, is that both Kate and Petruchio are outsiders, in a sense. They neither of them fit in very well to the society and families and that they're finding themselves in, and prejudices. Mm. So they kind of find each other as outsiders and end up kind of appreciating what it is about each other that is valid and worthwhile and good.
Yeah, they really do become allies.
In essence, it's a fabulous love story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, and you can be part of it at Warehouse 21 this weekend. So there's this... Building of the Globe, which is a presentation, presumably with a lot of slides and pictures and things like that?
No, actually, I asked Lewis if he wanted media, and he said, no, I handle it myself. So
really?
Apparently, I mean, I'm going to do some blow-ups so they can see the pictures, but apparently he's used to giving this talk, and he's so entertaining, you don't need visual aid, so I'm looking forward to that.
And that's it, too. And then the performance is from 3 to 3:50, as if you were in English class.
The best one ever.
Yes. And then the... Yeah, exactly. And then the full season begins
this
spring.
I have to add that afterwards, we're having a private party for our audience.
Ah, okay.
There's a little reception with the actors, and they can meet Louis Fantasia. And that's following. So we have a little champagne and mulled wine reception afterwards.
Nice. Very nice. And I'm sure that for the kiddies who want to come, there will be
apple cider. And yes, exactly.
So this is all at Warehouse 21. And let's talk about the season that will happen this spring and summer.
Well, we're going to start out with a full version of Shrew. So what you're seeing is kind of a preview of the full production. And then we're probably going to go on and do Measure for Measure. It was a toss-up between Coriolanus and Measure for Measure, both of which deal with subjects that are incredibly relevant today. And I decided that Measure might be the better play to do this season, as Coriolanus requires a lot of sort of Roman swords and a difficult cast. So we're going to go with Measure for Measure, and we have, as I said, this wonderful company of local actors. We have about 15, all of whom I've worked with, who are incredibly skilled and remarkably talented. And the festival will be a locally based cast. We may
Excellent.
Bring in some guest artists, and we may bring in some guest directors, but we are basically a locally based company.
Like these two
Absolutely.
Wonderful people.
Yeah.
That is very cool. More information can be found on the web at asfest.org. That's Arden Shakespeare Festival. And Deborah Dennison is the artistic director. Paul Jeffrey and Gina Michaela are actors. Anything else you want to let our... Oh, let me give the telephone number. The telephone number locally for reservations and further information about the event this weekend is 983-4002. Anything else you want to let people know?
Not really, except we're going to have an awful lot of fun.
Excellent. Well, we will see you there this weekend. Thank you so much, Deborah Dennison, Paul Jeffrey, and Jeannie Michaela for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.